Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next collection of college talent that obviously make their way to that next level as well. But we're joined with the Nebraska standout linebacker, Michael Rose Ivy. Michael, we appreciate you taking some time out of your busy day. Prior to going on, we were just talking about this upcoming season. It seems like you guys are excited. How excited are you? You know, September 3rd, you guys take on Fresno State. How many times you kind of look at the calendar wishing you were already in that game?
Oh, man, that's on a daily thing. Just the excitement, the build up. You know, everyone's excited about, you know, college football. You know, that's one of the main things, you know, people are excited about. So, as we're working towards, you know, our goals and going through the summer workouts, you know, we're definitely excited about the opportunity to go out there and play Fresno State on September 3rd. Just a lot of work going on right now behind the scenes, which is the best part. And get to see that come out into play in the fall. It's going to be beautiful. You know, I think our team has a lot of talented young guys coming in. It's going to be able to come contribute early. We got some veterans as well, big senior class. So I'm looking forward to this last year and going out there and reaching every goal we set as a team and as an individual.
Nice. And for you, I mean, you faced some adversity. I mean, 2014, you hurt the knee, you missed a year, you battled the groin last year. I mean, I'm sure just having a healthy 2016 is probably above all your biggest wish. But I mean, how important was the Cornhusker family, you know, the staff, the trainers? I mean, how much have they helped you kind of through this progress to not get discouraged? I'm sure there's got to be days where you kind of just feel down. But, I mean, how did they kind of keep you on the path to keep you focused and then have you ready to roll, you know, as in that beast mode type attitude when you get on the field in 2016?
You know, they've been an intricate part of, you know, how I've been able to recover and just how I've been able to go about finding different ways to, to strengthen certain parts of my body. You know, just things they're implementing now with, you know, soft tissue injuries and just trying to find any type of edge they can get to help all the guys. Really, that was one problem we had last year. The team was a lot of soft tissue injuries. So it was good to see that, you know, this offseason, they definitely put their money into some resources that's going to be able to help us out a little bit more as far as soft tissue injuries and things of that nature. And then just for me, definitely had to, you know, stay self-motivated. My family definitely helped me motivate me and, you know, helped supporting me going through that, the tough ACL rehab and recovery with the groin last year. You know, it was just one of those things that was nagging. And coming off of, season in the spring, you know, you feel like you're ready, you're about to play, and then you get the groin the second game you play in. So yeah. It was definitely frustrating, but I'm definitely looking forward to having, a healthy and fun and successful 2016 season.
Yeah, definitely. And for the folks out there, listen, we bring this up because, you know, 2013, this guy breaks Barrett Rood's record for a freshman at Nebraska, 49 tackles. He breaks it with 66. So obviously the expectations had to be through the roof for this young man to come back in 2014 and just knock the thing out of the ballpark. And like I said, he got derailed a little bit, but now we're here in 2016. Fast forward those 2 years, and you can see the anticipation and the hype expectations of the young man that we have on the phone, and that's Michael Rose Ivy and what he can bring to this Nebraska defense as they embark on a Big Ten championship. For you, I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, did you play? And I'm sure you played many positions growing up, but, I mean, how did you kind of settle into that linebacker position?
Yeah, I was, born on a game. You know, my parents had me young, so, my parents had me in high school. So, you know, my dad was playing, you know, I watched him. I don't remember watching him, but, you know, everyone tells me how I used to be at the games and stuff like that. So I was always kind of around football, and I was kind of, I guess me. That was who I was supposed to be, I guess. And played Pop Warner. Always was a D-line, O-line type guy for a while. Probably up until, like, seventh, eighth grade, and I was, like, first time I played linebacker, really, and then kind of just kind of stuck from there. But in high school, I played fullback as well at Rockhurst High School in Kansas City, Missouri. and definitely not an offensive threat. So I'm glad I'm on the defensive side of the ball.
Excellent stuff. I love that. That's a great response to that. Once again, Michael Rose Ivy, the Nebraska Cornhuskers linebacker, joining us here on the C2P, a fantastic talent. And I think some of the other things, you know, just checking out your bio and studying up on you, obviously it seems like you have a big heart for charity work and doing things off the field, helping others around you. Kind of shed some light on, you know, your Hero Leadership Award, the Brooks Berenger Citizen Team. I mean, talk a little bit, besides making tackles for the Cornhuskers, I mean, what type of guy are you off the field?
Oh, definitely. You know, I definitely like giving back here in Lincoln, in Kansas City as well. You know, that's just a big, big thing of mine. You know, my parents definitely instilled in me, you know, whatever platform you have, whatever, you know, audience you can reach, you know, do your best to, you know, provide a solid example for one, to show people, you know, how to do the right things, whatnot, and provide a mentorship for some people, you know, that may not have those people in their lives right now. So, you know, that's definitely something, you know, I take pride in and, you know, very excited about doing here in Lincoln, and definitely continue to look forward to do that as well. You know, being on those awards lists and getting those awards here in Nebraska, you know, mean a lot to me. And definitely one of those things that shows your character and shows the type of person you are. And, you know, I'm glad to have those awards, but even better to, you know, to actually, you know, live out and display those attributes and those things out to the world. So it definitely feels good to get back when I can.
Definitely, and I'm sure that, you know, the people, you know, having you do that, probably, you know, they appreciate it as well. I mean, especially, you know, people love athletes, they love college football, and, you know, knowing that a Cornhusker, you know, with kids or anything like that, I'm sure it's a tremendous day and something to remember always. You know, you mentioned Lincoln. You know, when I think of Lincoln, I think of Ann Arbor, I think of Columbus, Tuscaloosa, Tallahassee. I mean, Lincoln is one of those dominant powerhouse places on the college football landscape. I mean, arriving at Nebraska, I mean, you're one of the special guys that are able to play in that atmosphere. What's it like, you know, suiting up on a Saturday being a Cornhusker?
Oh, it's amazing. I've never been to those places you mentioned, but I can definitely – I would definitely be able to say, without doubt, I'm sure Nebraska's up there as far as game day experience. Just the amount of excitement that surrounds the game, you know, just coming – the week following up or upcoming to the game and – you know, just seeing the preparation, not just of the team, but just preparation of the school, the city, you know, the state, the whole fan base, you know, the games and, you know, how exciting they are. And just seeing all that red coming out of the tunnel for the warm-up for the first time is crazy. And how full the stadium is so early once we get to the stadium and just getting off the bus and going through the leadership walk and just walking through the crowd and stuff like that. And just that whole experience, you know, that excitement, just something I'll definitely cherish as I go into my last year. Just those moments there before the game, you know, before you get ready, you know, get into your own zone, you know, before you do that when you go in the locker room, you know, just that experience walking through the crowd and being out there on the field and seeing the fans and the students there early and showing great support. So it's definitely one of the best atmospheres out there in college football.
Yeah, definitely on my bucket list of stadiums or venues I want to visit or cover before I wrap things up on my end and go off to another place. For you, I mean, kind of let's go back to 2013 where you break the record of Barrett Root. I mean, and if you're not familiar with him out there listening, folks, I mean, he was a longtime mega productive linebacker in the NFL, and obviously his record stands at Nebraska as well. But, I mean, to kind of take us into what you're doing and what you're capable of doing, I guess, when you line up at that linebacker position. I mean, how much is it just instinct? I'm sure it plays a big role. How much of it is just film study? And over the years, how much has the game slowed down for you to kind of diagnose, react, and make the play?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I think a big part of my game is definitely the mental side of the game. Being able to understand not only what, you know, our coaches are asking of us and our defense coordinators are asking of us in a certain scheme, but also knowing what the offense is trying to do as far as attacking, and that comes from, you know, a lot of film work and watching film and just that preparation by yourself. You know, a lot of guys, you know, they'll just take the sheets that, you know, the coaches give them and kind of take that as, you know, that's gospel, you know, that's as long as they'll look at it and not kind of look at things and find tendencies that they can find for themselves. You know, I mean, it helps them out in certain situations, and that's kind of what I do. As I go throughout the week and go throughout the plays as we practice them and see, figure out plays that, you know, I may be able to cheat a little bit on, you know, I mean, maybe take a little bit bigger risk than others. So, you know, it's just all about playing that game. You know, that's what I learned from my dad, just watching film with him in high school, and him kind of giving me those tips and stuff like that. You know, just being able to play sideline to sideline, that's one reason I'm able to, you know, just because, you know, my instincts and just kind of being able to find those little gaps in the O-line and making plays in the backfield or do whatever I can, getting off blocks, you know, whatever's possible for me to make a play. So definitely I think a big aspect of my game is the film work and using that and translating that on the field and translating that to my instincts.
Nice. And this is kind of a question. Sometimes you guys have something that comes to mind. Does a particular play in your collegiate career pop up, you know, just from game film study where you maybe made a, you know, it could have been, you know, it doesn't have to be an interception or a sack. It just could have been a tackle on third down. But, you know, where you watch film during the week and lo and behold, Saturday comes around, the play comes to fruition and you make the play basically sold on what you've seen on film studying all week.
My first tackle I got in my career was against UCLA, and I remember I got in, and it was a play. I believe it was like a kind of like a wide sweep where the guard pulled outside, and the guard, every time the guard, he went around, he didn't really turn up the field even to pick up the backer. He just kind of went up field. And all the backers I saw was like kind of like a little hole, like you could slip under him if you got over the other guard and the tackle on the down block. And I don't know, it's just one of those plays. Like I said, you just kind of think like, man, if the formation comes out right, you know, if I see it, I'm just gonna hit it. You know, if you see that guard go, he's just gonna go. So I made that tackle for a loss, and I was pretty excited about that. And then I think like three plays later, I think I was the reason why they scored a touchdown, I think. So it was a baptism by fire, but it was all good though. It was good.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Michael Rose Ivy, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, talking some Big Ten football. The Nebraska Cornhuskers standout preparing for his final year in Lincoln. He's kind enough to join us. If you've missed any of this show in its entirety, again, you can listen to it at iTunes, download it there as well. You can do the same at Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be posting it at collegetopro.com. Michael, before we let you go, we kind of like to go behind the scenes and kind of take us inside that Cornhusker locker room. Obviously, Bo Pelini's off to YSU. Mike Riley takes over at Nebraska. Are there any similarities to these two guys? And if not, maybe what is the biggest difference between Coach Riley and, you know, your former coach and Coach Pelini?
I think the biggest similarity is that, you know, they're both, you know, willing to do anything to win. You know, they want to win. You know, that's their main thing. But they also want to, you know, bring about like good young men that's going to go out inside and contribute in positive ways. You know, they're both, you know, they're both caring and loving, and but they display it in different ways, just as, you know, as parents would. You know, I love Coach Bo, love Coach Riley. You know, they've both been great mentors. I've learned a lot from both of them, you know, to Coach Riley in just the year and a half where I've been around them. So, you know, I've been able to establish two great relationships with two good coaches, you know, as I look at it, you know what I mean? I appreciate both what they've been able to do for me personally in my life, in my time here in Nebraska.
Excellent stuff, man. Man, you're a fantastic response to that. And the final question, you know, there could be high school kids out there listening and they got offers from schools from all over our nation. Why should they sign up to be a Cornhusker?
I mean, a lot of what's going on right now with what Coach Riley's doing and the staff, you know, they're doing a great job of figuring out what guys want, you know, as far as what they like in facilities. You know, what are the things they like to be around? How do they like to be treated? And they do a great job of treating you personally. You know, I mean, not everyone's going to be the same type of person. You know, they have very good job with building individual relationships with players. You know, it's a great place. You know, through the education, you know, some great safe place on campus, atmosphere to enjoy, and we got some of the best football you can find. So, you know, I don't think there's a lot of negatives with Lincoln right now and Nebraska and what we're doing, and I'm excited about what they're doing right now as far as what they're going to be able to do in the next couple of years with these young guys that I got signed up and going to be here and the guys we got on campus now, and just see what they continue to do and build with what we got. We got some of the best resources in the country. You know, definitely look forward to seeing those guys, you know, do bigger and better things than when I was there or here.
Excellent stuff. And I got one more for you. Opening day, September 3rd, you guys are under the lights. Over, under for tackles is Michael Rose Ivy. Let's say 8, over and under.
I got to watch film on Fresno State first. And I would be able to get over, under.
Excellent,
man. It may be a slow game for me. I don't want to put a number out there.
Excellent stuff, man. Hey, man, you have been a true treat to talk to. I can't wait to see you knock this thing out of the ballpark your final year in Nebraska. But again, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man. All my best to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Michael Rose Ivy, the standout Nebraska Cornhuskers linebacker. I mean, you got to love the way this kid comes across. He just has to be such a coach. Coaches got to love this kid. I mean, you just can feel the way he responds, the way he interacts, and the things you see that he does on the field, all those things that just translate to a lot of positive, especially when we look at 2017 and that NFL draft. I mean, those are some of the things, just speaking to this young man, I mean, he just oozes that sensibility of mission accomplished, and he does the things the right way. Like I said, fantastic talent. If you want more of him, iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and C2P. As always, we appreciate you listening to the College Pro.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.